As the student athletes also do right around this time of the year, head coach Alex Zuzic of the Hastings boys tennis team gritted his way through our interview this week with only half a voice. But what his voice could tell us is the fact that the Raiders continue to play well as they get set to turn the calendar to May and playoffs. It's been some great competition over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, last week, Woodbury on Monday, that was a tough one. You know, they were a tough squad. And then from there, we moved on to Matamid. That was Tuesday, which again, I'm a tough squad. They're a top 10 team in the state, and they also have individual players in the state, and so they are about as tough as it comes. And we had a decent showing against them. We actually won one of the matches at four singles, so it was 1-6, so which doesn't sound like a great result, but it is a pretty solid result. You know, we're happy with that whenever you can pull one over on them a little bit at least. And then the other match we had last week was St. Thomas Academy on Thursday, and they were tough. You know, they were solid top to bottom. We had a couple of close matches, but we didn't pull any out there. And so it's kind of this, a little bit of a tough part of the season where we're playing some tough competition, and we're having some rescheduled matches and things and all of this different stuff here as we're phasing through it. So a little bit, not the dog days because we are short season, you know, but it's in the proverbial dog days in the sense of a tough part of the schedule and, you know, looking for some wins, some success here. So we should be able to get back on track against Tartan. And then we are busy the rest of the week. We have Thursday, Two Rivers, and Friday we're going to Rosemount to play at 7 p.m. at Erickson Park, actually, under the lights, which should be awesome. And then Saturday we've been in this Cretan tournament, I mean, at least all the way back to when I was a player still, and that's still on the books for Saturday. So as you kind of alluded to, now we're just hoping the weather holds out. It's a little bit less good weather here Thursday, Friday, Saturday as what I saw this morning. It didn't look as good, but, you know, we're hopeful.
Coach Zuzic on the fact that once you hit May, it's time to start preparing for the playoffs, and that means it's time to play your best tennis. Let's look ahead to the upcoming schedule.
Relatively soon, we get into team sections. It's kind of like wrestling or golf, where there's kind of individual and team sections. You could make it as a team to state, you could make it as just an individual. And so we start with team. It's a 16 team bracket, but if I remember, our section has, it's like 13 or 14, so the top two or three get byes. And traditionally, the top of our section, at least in my tenure as head coach, has been Egan and Eastridge. And I would say even Egan has taken over that more over the past couple of years. I think they've made state either 2 or 3 years in a row now. And anyways, yeah, that process starts by the coaches meeting, which before that, you fill out a sheet, kind of what you think you deserve and your rationale for that. You know, we beat these guys, lost to these guys, lost to these guys close, but we were missing two players or, you know, that type of stuff. And then you meet as a team of coaches and you decide who you think is kind of the top seed on, all the way on down. And then play starts the next week. I think that meeting's on a Friday. I think the first match is maybe a Tuesday or maybe even a Monday. I can't remember, but that goes like ideally it's like 4 days in a row, and then the championship is like Thursday or Friday. Maybe there's one day off before the semis. I think it goes round of 16 and then the quarters and then a day off and then semis and then final on Friday for the section. And then the next week we have the individual section meeting. And for that in tennis, what you do is you bring two doubles teams and you bring two singles players. And then you discuss, again, kind of a similar format where you say, well, you know what, this is our one and two singles put together, or this team played one doubles for me all year, or whatever like that. So you kind of discuss it and figure out where you think people stand. And then those are 32 team brackets, or right around there. And then eventually individual sections is a day where we get to miss school and hang out and spend all day playing tennis. It's a lot of fun.
Stay tuned for more with Hastings boys tennis coach Alex Zuzic as the Raiders approach playoffs.